95.3 The Bullet, Steve Summers.
Ryan Sartori.
And we are the Morning Stampede. Saturday, don't forget, you have Stroll on State. You have all the other activities, the Festival of Lights. But it's also Small Business Saturday. Shop local. Lauren Davis is here from the Winnebago Buy Local Committee. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a non-for-profit here in the community.
I love it. Well, welcome to the party.
Thank you so much for having me.
You want some moonshine? We got all kinds of stuff in here today.
Start the week off right, the holiday weekend off right, right?
Yeah, we're moving a little slow in here this
morning. Gobble, gobble. All right, so gobble up the local shopping on Saturday. Small Business Saturday, right?
Yes, it's Small Business Saturday. And Winnebago Buy Local is a nonprofit that we try to encourage the community to buy locally and support local businesses all year round, try to get them to think about buying locally more often. And what I really like to think is, you know, I know I sit at home awake at night thinking about how I can really help the community, especially during times like this where the market seems a little weird and inflation is happening. And so buying locally is one way that I know that I can make a marginal investment in my community that has a huge, huge impact.
We don't want you losing sleep over anything.
Certainly
well,
not.
If you know me, you know I'll be thinking about things all night long.
So what are some of the easiest things we can do to make buying local a habit?
Yeah, that's such a great question. So one of the things that I recommend is instead of looking up a store that you know on Google when you need something, seeking out the thing that you're looking for. So instead of looking up the thing that you would automatically go to, the big brand you'd automatically go to when you're looking for coffee, I would just Google coffee and see what kind of local coffee shops come up. And what I would like to encourage people to do is, like, buying local is not just about gifts, even though gifts are so important this time of year, and we really want you to buy gifts from local boutiques and local retail shops. But also think about, like, okay, if your car needs a tune-up this time of year, you can get your car tuned up by a local shop. If you need lawn care, you know, your lawn can get taken care of by a local lawn care type of place. There's so many different ways that you can buy locally and support local businesses, and you're really supporting someone else's dream, and they're like your neighbors. They're the people sitting here, you know, across the table from you at the next table at the dinner that you're having out and about. Those are the people that you're supporting.
Well, we all say, like, oh, living the dream. How you doing? Living the dream. Like, those are the people who are living the dream, right?
They're living the American dream.
And we can do our best to support them, right? So I think one of the ways that is kind of to build off what you're saying, one of the ways to do that is, like, local grocery shops.
Yeah.
Grocery stores, right? Like, you don't necessarily have to go to Walmart or Schnucks. You can go to places. Steve, where were we this past weekend? Gray's Foods, which is a smaller place like that, and that's really cool. Choices Natural Market.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
It might seem kind of obvious, but what are some of the benefits of buying local?
Well, there's a statistic that kind of sits on my heart a lot that I think about, because it shows the way that we can take little things and do them together and make a huge impact. If every family, this is from the U.S. Small Business Administration, if every family spent $10 at a local business each month, it would generate $9.3 billion extra dollars in revenue.
That's Small Business Saturday. You want to shop local this Saturday. Thank you, Lauren, for coming in. While we were talking, I Googled Candle Crest Soy Company. They're right down on 20th
Street.
I love them.
Yes.
And they have a new flavor of holiday candles that I'm going to go grab on Friday.
Oh, their candles are so, so amazing. Yeah.
I'm writing this down because as an adult, I've learned that candles are very important.
Yeah, they're not all made the same.
No. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. I'm studying candles.
Yeah, made locally right in the back shop there. Candle Crest Soy Company right down on 20th Street.
Yes.
So, thanks for coming in and shop local.
I really appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.